In recent weeks, states like Colorado, California, and Oregon have been hit hard by advertising campaigns designed to let people know about their state-created health marketplaces, which go live October 1st. They're a central part of the Affordable Care Act.
At Connect for Health Colorado, you can shop, compare, pick, and purchase the health plan that's right for you.
Pronto, los californianos le darán la bienvenida a un nuevo mercado de seguros.
Wanna get the best care that a state can get. Long live Oregonians.
Long live Oregonians. But information about Missouri's health marketplace has been hard to find. And that's not just because the state decided not to set one up on its own. Just like in most states, Missouri's health marketplace will be created by the federal government. But Missouri has gone far beyond most other states to reject a marketplace. This has left Affordable Care Act supporters scrambling to get the word out and try to make the federal health program work. Casey Curran's Alex Smith has the story.
So let's say someone's canvassing a neighborhood or someone's at a health fair and someone comes up to the booth. And
10 days before the start of the health marketplace enrollment, members of Kansas City, Missouri nonprofits are gathered in the downtown office of the Mid-America Regional Council. They compare notes on how to negotiate the complex rules set up for the health marketplace in Missouri. Melissa Robinson is president and CEO of the Black Healthcare Coalition. She says this is an unusual situation, nonprofits turning to each other for help without the assistance of state government.
This is a very interesting dynamic for the Black Healthcare Coalition, somewhat unprecedented. It's an interesting situation where you just have to depend on the feds for everything. Typically, you can go to the state level and kind of work some things out and try to figure out and work together, but this has been interesting for us.
When President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act in 2010, a lot of people working for healthcare nonprofits in Kansas City were optimistic. It seemed to promise easier access to insurance and financial assistance for those who couldn't afford it. But as Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones explains, it hasn't been so popular with Missouri voters.
Missourians have spoken out very clearly and plainly that they oppose Obamacare.
In August of 2010, voters overwhelmingly passed Proposition C, which rejected key parts of the Affordable Care Act. The state ended up returning a grant of $21 million provided by the Department of Health and Human Services to set up a health exchange. Ryan Barker of the Missouri Foundation for Health says instead of $21
million, Missouri only received about $1.8 million.
That money went to two groups that will fund navigators in Missouri. Navigators are people trained to teach the public how to use the federally created health marketplace. Barker says that $1.8 million is
nowhere near enough money to help all of the consumers that are going to need help understanding what is this marketplace, how do I navigate it, how do I figure out my options.
The federal government has since come forward with more funding for awareness, about $3 million from the Health Resources and Services Administration, and Missouri will split $12 million with several other states. But funding problems have been just the start of the trouble for health marketplace supporters in Missouri. Last year, voters overwhelmingly passed another ballot measure related to the Affordable Care Act. The summary of Proposition E stated that it forbid the governor or any state agency from setting up or running a state health exchange. But if you read the full text of the bill, Proposition E actually did a lot more. Beyond just rejecting a state health exchange, Prop E prohibited state employees from doing any training or outreach for the federal exchange as well. And as Andrea Ruth from the Missouri Health Advocacy Alliance explains, Prop E has teeth.
A citizen or a legislator can file a lawsuit against a state agency or a state employee if they think they're violating the law. So if I happen to think that some bureaucrat in Jefferson City is helping the federal government set up an exchange, I could sue them.
While Prop E's prohibitions have been lessened a bit by more recent legislation, Ruth says that fears over lawsuits have stopped most state groups from having any involvement in the health marketplace. For example, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education had posted a web announcement to let families know the health exchanges were coming, but concerns over a lawsuit led the Missouri Department to remove the notice.
In legal terms, it has had a chilling effect.
Things got even more complicated in July of this year. That's when Missouri legislators passed a law containing state rules and licensing requirements for health marketplace navigators. The law also applies to certified application counselors, which are a kind of unfunded navigator for nonprofits. Critics of the law pointed out that navigators already needed to be licensed by the federal government. And Andrea Ruth says rules provided by the state conflict with federal rules. According to the state law,
navigators cannot discuss the options outside the marketplace.
But the federal law says
you need to tell people there are other options for them. It's not just the exchange or the marketplace.
And there's another wrinkle for the Affordable Care Act in Missouri. The national plan offers health insurance subsidies for people and families whose income is between 100 and 400% of poverty. People living below that income level are supposed to be covered by expansions in state Medicaid programs. The federal government has offered to pay 100% of the first 3 years of expansion, gradually reducing funding after that. But so far, Missouri has chosen not to expand Medicaid. Ryan Barker says that spells trouble for over 200,000 low-income Missourians who don't have insurance.
They can go to the exchange, but they can't get tax credits or subsidies. So they would be paying full price. We don't think that is a reasonable option for them. They probably are not going to be able to afford that. And without Medicaid expansion, there really is nothing in terms of insurance coverage for those individuals.
Critics of Missouri's health care laws say they're purposely complicating the health marketplace to derail the federal program. But Republican House Speaker Tim Jones doesn't see it that way.
As representatives of the state of Missouri, we're simply following the wish of all Missourians.
Earlier this week, on a conference call, Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder expressed concerns over the effects the Affordable Care Act was having on businesses. He encouraged Missourians to not use the health marketplace.
This law prescribes a one-size-fits-all plan for all of us. I would hope there would be a lot of active resistance to the implementation of this law and would say that there needs to be. So if you can, yes, resist signing up.
While the state is still considering Medicaid expansion, many Republicans like Speaker Jones believe it's too expensive.
As we look at how much government we should expand under the Obamacare options, we need to decide how much more of our budget do we want to put towards that.
Please join me in welcoming the 21st Secretary of the United States Department of Health and Social Services and former Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius.
Despite the pushback, Affordable Care Act supporters continue to press on. Last Saturday, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius spoke at a conference of state government employees at the Westin Crown Center Hotel.
Although One Size Fits All might be a classic Frank Zappa album, it's really not the way we're approaching this expansion. We are having very...
She urged states to expand their Medicaid programs and embrace health marketplaces.
And I can tell you, if the deal that currently is on the table for states around the country to expand Medicaid, mostly on the federal dime, was offered to me when I was governor of the state of Kansas, I would have jumped at the offer.
Less than a week before the start of enrollment, many nonprofit workers like the Black Healthcare Coalition's Melissa Robinson are busy but hopeful.
We're optimistic, but we are in anticipation that there will be some bumps and maybe some hiccups. And so you hope for the best and you prepare for the worst.
Health Marketplace enrollment is scheduled to begin on October 1st. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.